Beijing, AP, China said Tuesday it would fight to the end and take countermeasures against the United States to safeguard its own interests after President Donald Trump threatened an additional 50% tariff on Chinese imports. The Commerce Ministry said the U.S.'s imposition of so-called reciprocal tariffs on China is completely groundless and is a typical unilateral bullying practice. China, the world's second-largest economy, has announced retaliatory tariffs, and the ministry hinted in its latest statement that more may be coming. The countermeasures China has taken are aimed at safeguarding its sovereignty, security, and development interests, and maintaining the normal international trade order. They are completely legitimate, the ministry said. The U.S. threat to escalate tariffs on China is a mistake on top of a mistake and once again exposes the blackmailing nature of the U.S. China will never accept this. If the U.S. insists on its own way, China will fight to the end, it added. Analysts and traders worry about a global trade war. Trump's threat Monday of additional tariffs on China raised fresh concerns that his drive to rebalance the global economy could intensify a financially destructive trade war. Stock markets from Tokyo to New York have become more unstable as the tariff war worsens. Trump's threat came after China said it would retaliate against U.S. tariffs he announced last week. If China does not withdraw its 34% increase above their already long-term trading abuses by tomorrow, April 8, 2025, the United States will impose additional tariffs on China of 50%, effective April 9, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Additionally, all talks with China concerning their requested meetings with us will be terminated. If Trump implements his new tariffs on Chinese products, U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods would reach a combined 104%. The new taxes would be on top of the 20% tariffs announced as punishment for fentanyl trafficking and his separate 34% tariffs announced last week. Not only could that increase prices for American consumers, it could also give China an incentive to flood other countries with cheaper goods and seek deeper relationships with other trading partners, particularly the European Union. Chinese people worry, but keep faith with their country. On the streets of Beijing, people said they found it hard to keep track of all the announcements, but expressed belief in their country's ability to weather the storm. Trump says one thing today and another tomorrow. Anyway, he just wants benefits, so he can say whatever he wants, said Wu Qi, 37, who works in construction. Others were less sanguine. Paul Wong, 30, who sells stainless accessories, including necklaces, bracelets, and tongue studs to Europe, said the European market was now more important after the extra US 50% tariffs and he would be watching to see which other firms in his field would be competing in that space. Jesse Huang and Yang Aizha, whose companies import chemicals from the US, said the tariffs, including potential Chinese retribution, could force them to close up shop. It would be very hard and very likely to have a layoff, maybe even closing, Huang said. I might not be able to find another job if I get laid off. China isn't out of options to retaliate. China still has a range of options to strike back at the Washington, experts said, including suspending cooperation on combating fentanyl, placing higher quotas on agricultural products, and going after the U.S. trade and services in China such as finance and law firms. U.S. total goods trade with China was an estimated $582 billion in 2024, making it the top trader in goods with the U.S. The 2024 deficit with China in goods and services trade was between $263 billion and $295 billion. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian appeared to give short shrift to talk of dialogue with the Trump administration. I don't think what the U.S. has done reflects a willingness for sincere dialogue. If the U.S. really wants to engage in dialogue, it should adopt an attitude of equality, mutual respect, and mutual benefit, Lin said. In Hong Kong, where stocks were slightly higher Tuesday, Chief Executive John Lee blasted the latest U.S. tariffs as bullying, saying the ruthless behavior has damaged global and multilateral trade and brought great risks and uncertainties to the world. Lee said the city would link its economy closer to China's development, sign more free trade agreements, attract more foreign companies and capital to Hong Kong, and support local enterprises in coping with the impact of the tariffs. Associated Press writers Chris Magarian, Josh Boak and Fu Ting in Washington, Christopher Bodine in Taipei, Taiwan, and Canis Leung in Hong Kong contributed to this report, the Associated Press. JPG, caption: A delivery man waits on his bike at the Financial Street area in Beijing, China, Tuesday, April 8, 2025. AP photo, Ying Han Guan, 2.